Keys: Answers to Key Questions Asked of the Pathwork Guide by Eva Parakis with Jill Lurie. Read for you by Jill Lurie and Scott Whistler. Introduction. Here are fascinating answers to a deep and wide variety of life-related questions. Such great soul-searching inquiries are answered through the specific questions that were asked at lectures and question and answer sessions, Q&As as they were called, held primarily in New York from 1957 through 1979 by Eva Parakis. While Eva was the person who spoke, she did not claim to be the one who was speaking. Every 2 weeks, for over 2 decades, a group of people would gather with Eva, she would go into a trance, and a wise, caring, and articulate being, who became known as the guide, would begin to speak. The guide provided volumes of deeply spiritual and yet practical wisdom. Along the way, these teachings were named the Pathwork, because the guide so often referred to being on the path, and it is hard work to go on this path. The way, he says, in Pathwork Guide Lecture Number 11, is steep and narrow and long. I have created this collection of my favorite Q&As to help clarify and illuminate this path we call life. For these remarkable Q&As have certainly been eye-opening for me. And as the Pathwork Guide teaches, to open our eyes and wake up is really the key to everything. Jill Lurie, Pathwork Helper since 2011, founder and manager of Finesse since 2015. The Pathwork Guide. I will answer your questions to the best of my ability, my dearest friends, and the answers may not always be on the level you expect. They may approach a different orientation, a new level, another angle, but then this is precisely what you need. I ask all of you to tune deeply into yourselves. For every question and every answer being presented here can be an aid to all who are present, who can apply every single thing on some level, although the answers will be particularly designed to help the person where he is now. Now, who would like to ask? Pathwork Guide Q&A number 237.